We are authentic local radio in northern Minnesota. Time now for the Great Northern Radio Show, live from Bemidji State University.
Okay, guys.
All right, here we go.
Bring it through here.
Come on in. Here it is.
Watch those boxes, Bambi. That's my expensive. That's expensive equipment from our radio share here, Bambi. Bring those through here. You with the hooves over there. That's great. Hey, Nikolai. How you doing? Ready for our big show at Bemidji State University?
Yeah, I am. But do you really think having all these white-tailed deer is such a great idea?
Well, are you kidding? Now these white-tailed deer represent a problem all over Bemidji right now. We've got white-tailed deer getting in the way of vehicles, and we're doing the town a big public service by hiring them off the streets of Bemidji. And Nikolai, do you know what the best part is?
Tell me.
The fact is that they work for Pine Buds and Hosta Leaves.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Yes, besides, who else are we going to hire? All the college kids are back at school. They're busy studying, doing work, attending classes.
Drinking beer, sleeping in, sexting.
No, Nick, those are unfair stereotypes. Your modern college student is just too busy for most of those things.
No, of course.
Yeah, it's hard out there, you know, all around this campus, really. The whole world, this whole town, you'll find people trying hard to make it. Everybody here is living just enough.
Just enough?
That's right. Just enough for Bemidji.
Living just enough for Bemidji. Living just enough for Bemidji.
Unbow your eyes on the shores of Bemidji. Surrounded by trees, oh, so tall and pretty now. His parents give him deodorant and clean sheets, 'cause they know they won't be washed for 8 weeks now. Enough, just enough for Bemidji. Dad drives a truck to make his family dollars. You can bet there's red plaid on his collar now. Mom goes to school to educate the men there. You best believe she's pulling those good state bennies now. Living just enough for the midget. His sister works, she's a nurse up at Sanford. Her scrubs are pink, and Lord, her legs are sturdy now. There's a jingle dress in the back seat of her Taurus, 'cause Saturday she'll dance a power for us. Living just enough for Bemidji. Her brother's smart, he's taking math and theory now, but he's got a job, one is not too fond of now. You'll find him now inside a fursuit costume, 'cause he's on the field, he's a mascot beaver now. Living just enough for Bemidji. Just enough for Bemidji.
Vangsburg Theater at Bemidji State University. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting live from the first city on the Mississippi River, Bemidji, Minnesota, home of the headwaters of America's Great River. This is an old logging town, a lumber town, college town, a settler city that rests between the Leech Lake, Red Lake, and White Earth nations of Ojibwe here in north central Minnesota. We have a great show for you tonight. You're going to meet a couple of comedians about to go on a national Ojibwe comedy tour, make a movie about their travels, John Roberts and Rob Fairbanks. Also joining us, you just heard him, Corey Medina and his band. We've got Barrett Diving. Special guests from the community, along with our Great Northern Radio players, are cast tonight as Sarah Breeze, C.J. Anderson, Lauren Nickish, Robert Saxton, Mark Christensen, Diamond Nispel, and Rachel Brandt. Here with me on stage, as always, our house keyboard player, it's Nikolai Koivunen. More surprises ahead. First up, here's our headliners. Out of